Sadie Smith of the Kemper Knights, a girls wrestling program, joining us here today as she has announced her commitment to go on to the next level and wrestle at Northwestern. Sadie, congratulations first off.
Thank you.
So talk to me about the decision there. I know we talked a little bit just a minute ago about it, but kind of how did you get to this decision of I want to wrestle in college and I want to wrestle specifically at Northwestern?
Yeah, so my whole career, I wasn't really sure that I wanted to even wrestle in college. It wasn't until after the state tournament that I was I want to wrestle in college. After state, I was I just don't want my career to end here. I love wrestling way too much, and it'll just be fun to have it be a little bit more challenging at the next level. So after coaches started reaching out and going on some visits, I was this is definitely something that I want to do.
And with that, you talked about some coaches reaching out here. What were some of the schools that you had on your list that were reaching out to you?
Yeah, we went on a couple of visits. We went to BVU, Iowa Central, Luther. I mean, we went to Iowa State, but when we went, obviously didn't have a wrestling team, but now it does, so that's kind of cool. And I really liked Luther. They just got a brand new wrestling room, so that was one of my top choices alongside Northwestern.
And with that there, did the travel at all kind of dictate how far you wanted to go away from home?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think that Northwestern is probably the perfect distance from home. It's about 2.5 hours, so I can come home on weekends or even on a weeknight, but not expected to go home every weekend to see my family. But Luther was about 4 hours, so I think that was a little too far for me, and BVU maybe just a little too close.
And with that here, I mean, you talked about that moment right after the state tournament where you were like, I want to go and wrestle in college there. Was it right after you stepped off the mat, kind of when you got to talk to everyone after, or when was the moment you realized exactly that this was what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think it was definitely at the state tournament for sure. Knowing that these last couple matches were going to be potentially my last ones unless I was going to go to the next level. And I was like, these definitely cannot be my last matches. This is just too much fun, and I just love it way too much for it to end here.
So I got to ask you then, with Coach Vaughn and with your parents and everyone, talk to me about their impact and their role in helping you find that next level and helping you make that decision.
Yeah, well, first of all, my family, they've just had a huge impact. They are just always supporting me no matter what. It's just endless. I could brag about them all day, but even in state, I know I said this somewhere else, but my entire family, my grandparents, my cousins, aunts and uncles, they actually rented an Airbnb because there's just so many of them. And they're actually coming down to Florida at the end of June too to come watch me in Disney Duel. So that's fun. And then Coach Vaughn, of course, has had a huge, huge, huge impact on just my wrestling. And he just cares about me and the team, and not just about how we wrestle, but how we're feeling and just everything about it he cares about. So it's just so nice to have him working with me and the rest of the team. I'm going to miss him a lot.
So do you know what kind of role you're going to be playing at Northwestern, or is it kind of just a wait until we get there and figure that out?
Yeah, it's just kind of up in the air right now, but I'm really excited to have some new practice partners and just have girls that are challenging me daily. So I'm really excited for that.
And so what has this last 4 years of wrestling really prepared you for to take this step for the next level?
Yeah, it's just shown me that if you put hard work into it, you're going to get what you want. I mean, obviously, I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted, but what you put in is what you get out. So I'm excited to bring that to the next level with me.
And so let's take it back a little bit more here. I mean, girls wrestling was just recently sanctioned your freshman year. And so when did you really fall in love with wrestling and know that you wanted to go to the next level?
Yeah, I think it was, my eighth grade year, I went out and I was not good. I think my record was 6-18 maybe, and I never won against a guy. I only won against girls, but I was not very good. But I really loved it, even though I was not the best. And then freshman year, kind of not the best. Sophomore year was a little better. I made it to state. Junior year, didn't make it. Kind of just was okay, do I really want to do this at the next level? And then this year it was an amazing year. The team was good. Our coaches were amazing. And I had a good season, too. So I've always been in love with it, but definitely this year more than others.
Talk about some of those teammates and what you're going to remember from this Kemper Knights program over the 4 years you've been wrestling for them.
Yeah, it's just unforgettable. I mean, our teammates are amazing. At the West Central Valley Tournament, I think three people came up to Vaughn and was like, this team is amazing. Like, we all cheer each other on. Like, I was just watching film last night to send to the Northwestern coach, and you could hear, like, my team and, like, the crowd just, like, going wild for us. And it was – it's just so awesome to see and hear. And, like, this season I just look forward to going to practice every day because of the girls who are surrounding me and supporting me.
And so then I got to ask you here. You're this first generation of girls wrestling here in the state of Iowa that's gotten the 4 years of being able to wrestle as a sanctioned sport. When you look back, what are some of the tips or some of the things you would give back to the youth that you think would help them as the sport grows?
Yeah, well, me and Vaughn actually talked about this just a little bit, not for sure, but when I'm done with college, maybe come back and be the head coach for girls or just be the assistant for girls. I think that would be so much fun. And maybe next year, come back for some open mats or something during the summer and bring some of that college-level wrestling to the high school. So I think that'd be so much fun.
And so do you know what you're going to do at Northwestern degree-wise?
I have no idea yet. I'm super undecided, but I better get to figuring that out soon.
Well, I tell you what, Sadie, congratulations on the decision here. I know Jeff and I will probably catch up with you while you're in college as well, but thank you for joining us here today.
Yep, thank you so much.